From Bethany Chapel in North Yonkers, we bring you the Good News Hour. Good evening, friends. We welcome you to another broadcast of the Good News Hour tonight. We want to tell you once again of the love that God has for all mankind. The question is often asked, because of all the things that do occur in the world, how can we know that God really loves us? How do we know that God loves us? This business of God being love, is that really so? We know for sure from the record of the Word of God that God is love. And we know that because it tells us that God commendeth His love toward us and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And tonight we're so happy to be able to tell you of the love of God expressed in His Son, Jesus Christ, coming to this earth to die in your place, in our place. We trust that this night as you hear this program that you will be blessed in your own soul and that you will see the love of God as it has been manifested in His Son, Jesus Christ. Scripture reading tonight is found in 1 John, the 4th chapter, beginning at the 7th verse. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and His love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in Him and He in us, because He hath given us of His Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. So we pray. Our Father, we come to Thee this night, confessing our wonder at the fact that Thou dost love us. We thank Thee that in spite of the fact that before Thy sight we were sinners, we were undone, we were not worthy for Thy presence, that Thou didst love us, and that Thou didst express this love in sending Thine only Son for us. We thank Thee, Father, that He came to this earth, that He went to the cross and died there in our place, that we might be accepted and acceptable unto Thee. We thank Thee, Father, for this expression that Thou hast given us. We do pray that those who are listening tonight to this broadcast may see by faith that which Thou hast done. We pray that men and women, as they listen to this broadcast, will tonight accept Thy gift of love, Jesus Christ, Thy Son. We ask Thy blessing upon this broadcast and upon all who are listening, that Thy Spirit might work in our midst and with those who are listening, that the Lord Jesus Christ might be magnified, that men and women might be helped and blessed in their lives. For we ask it in Christ's name. Amen.
Keep me mid the fierce death's cry.
We're glad you're listening tonight. This is the Good News Hour and comes to you every Sunday night at 6 o'clock over these stations. We trust that you've already received a blessing from the hymn sung concerning the love of God, and we trust that you'll continue to listen as we preach and minister the Word of God. We'd like to remind you tonight of a few of the services that are held every week at Bethany Chapel. Our address is Bethany Chapel, 55 Greenvale Avenue in North Yonkers. Our service tonight is at 7:30, and if you can, we'd like to have you visit us at that time. And then on Tuesday evening at 8 p.m., we meet here for the prayer and ministry meeting. That's Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Friday evenings, there's a meeting for the boys and girls called the Grenadiers. And all boys and girls from the ages of 8 to 18 are welcome at that time for a time of craft and singing and messages from the Word of God geared for the children. And then on Sunday, we'd like to remind you of our 11 a.m. Family Bible Hour. All of the family is urged to come to that service, for at that same time there are Sunday school classes for children of all ages. So we trust that perhaps next Sunday you may be able to get out to the Family Bible Hour at 11 a.m. Then we remind you again to tune into this program each Sunday evening at 6. We trust that you'll be able to come and visit us. The address again is Bethany Chapel, 55 Greenvale Avenue in North Yonkers. Speaker tonight is Mr. John Smart of Plainfield, New Jersey.
Some years ago, at a service in a western town, the preacher took the following text as the basis of his message. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Afterwards, as the people were leaving, one good lady remarked indignantly to the doorkeeper, "This is the last time I shall ever be here." "Oh," said our friend, "I'm sorry that you feel as you do. What is the difficulty?" "Why," said she, "the very idea of anyone's asserting that there is no difference." "No difference indeed. There is a penitentiary only a few miles from here, where hundreds of men are confined. Do you mean to say that there is no difference between such men and law-abiding people? The thought is preposterous." And with that, she left. Now, truth is eternal and unalterable. It is a thousand pities when anyone quarrels with Holy Scripture. That lady felt herself quite justified in the attitude she took, and yet she was altogether mistaken. In spite of her protest, it is still quite true that there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Let us illustrate the point. While visiting in the West Indies some years ago, I was invited to preach at a leper colony. The inmates of that place were assembled on a porch, the men grouped at one end, the women at the other. There was considerable difference in the appearance of these unfortunate people. One or two of the young men bore no mark of the disease that a visitor could see. On the other hand, however, there was a poor woman present of whom I never think without a shudder. Her feet and her hands were gone, and her face was masked to hide the ravages of leprosy. Had anyone asserted that there was no difference between the inmates of that leper asylum, he might reasonably have been asked to explain himself. Was there not a great difference between that strong young man and the poor woman on the brink of the grave? Quite true. But there was no difference in this respect. They were both lepers. Now that is precisely what the Apostle Paul means by this statement. There is no difference, for all have sinned. There were varying stages of leprosy among the people in that colony, but they had this in common. They were all lepers. There are varying degrees of sinfulness among men, but in one respect there is no difference. We have all sinned. The degree of sinfulness is not the question here. The fact of sin is the point at issue. And who will deny the activity of sin in the world? And who will deny the activity of sin in his own life? Now, Paul did not assert that all had sinned without pointing to the proof of it. In dark outline, he traced the guilt of the Greeks and Romans of his day. On that hard pagan world, disgust and secret loathing fell. Deep weariness and sated lust made human life a hell. Then, after unveiling the sin of the Gentile, Paul turned to the Jew, resting all too complacently in his religious formality, and showed that Jews and Gentiles were alike, sinners before God. In other words, there was no difference, for all had sinned. Let us note by way of added emphasis that our text not only states that all have sinned, but further, that all have come short of the glory of God. What does it mean to come short of God's glory? A good man's glory is his character. The glory of God is his character in display. And where was it displayed? In the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. Who among us has not known some persons whom everyone admired? Admiring them, we wish we were like them. We have come short of the qualities seen in these admirable people. And if this is so among men, how much more so when Christ, who is the image of God, is regarded by us? Have we measured up to the glory of God as revealed in Christ? Far from it. As a crooked stick is shown up by placing a straight one beside it, so man's shortcoming is revealed in the light of the perfect life of Christ. The testimony of Scripture and of experience are united. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Then, once again, the phrase, "there is no difference," appears in Paul's epistle to the Romans. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. If it is true that all men are alike involved in sin, it is equally true that the saving grace of God is extended to all without distinction. God plays no favorites with his sunshine and rain. There is no difference. The sunshine and rain are for all. So is it with his salvation. He is rich unto all who call upon him. When Robert Murray McChane was an undergraduate, his careful life led his college associates to style him the saintly McChane. But with all his culture, religion, and scrupulous living, McChane afterwards wrote these lines, "I once was a stranger to grace and to God. I knew not my danger and felt not my load. Though friends spoke in rapture of Christ on the tree, Jehovah said Kenyu was nothing to me." when free grace awoke me with light from on high. Then legal fear shook me. I trembled to die. No refuge, no safety in self could I see. Jehovah, said Kenyo, my Savior must be. Contrast McChain's position before his conversion with that of a certain wretched slave. This poor boy had witnessed the murder of his father and brothers and the enslavement of his mother, and now with bleeding back and manacled hands, he is flung into the hold of a slave ship, there to live or die as nature should dictate. 40 years later, that lad had become a highly respected leader in Christian work in Africa. He had been freed from slavery and taken to Sierra Leone, where he met Christ and was by Christ transformed. There is no difference, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. McChain, with all his refinement and religion, called upon the name of the Lord, and the Lord saved him and made him one of Scotland's most illustrious preachers. Samuel Crowther, in all his misery, enslavement, and degradation, called upon the name of the Lord, and the same Lord over all was rich unto him. Crowther, redeemed and transformed, became a minister of the grace of God to his fellow Africans. There is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But thank God he does not leave us there. There is no difference, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. The question may now be raised that since God's grace flows out to all without any distinction, how is it that all men are not saved? Since there is no difference, all having sinned, and since there is no difference in the outgoing of God's goodness, then where does the difference between the saved and the lost come in? Let us illustrate. On the day our Lord was crucified, two criminals were taken to Calvary with him. There they crucified him, on either side one, and Jesus in the midst. These men were companions in crime. Both had been arrested, both had been tried, and now both were suffering for their crimes. There was no difference, none whatever, until one of these men called upon the name of the Lord. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. There was no time for that dying man to turn over a new leaf. He was unable to seek baptism or to perform any works of merit. He could only believe on the Lord Jesus Christ with all his heart and confess him before men, and that he did. And the same Lord over all was rich that day toward the penitent thief. Today, said the Savior, thou shalt be with me in paradise. Why did he not say the same to the other? Simply because he did not call. The sole condition of salvation is faith in Christ. The word is nigh thee, even in thy heart and in thy mouth. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. There is no difference. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
You've listened once again tonight, friends, to the message of the love of God expressed in Christ. And we trust that, as you've heard the message of salvation proclaimed in this way, that you have turned in your own heart, in your own life, to God, the God who loves you. We trust that this night you have seen, by the eye of faith, the one who died in your place on Calvary's cross, Jesus Christ, giving himself because God in love sent him for you, giving himself because he himself loved you enough to endure the agony of that cross. We trust that coming to an end of yourself, realizing your need of salvation from personal sin, realizing your need of a personal Savior, that you tonight will come to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior. If you trust Him this night, we'd ask you to write to us here at Bethany Chapel. Just write the Good News Hour, 55 Greenvale Avenue, Yonkers, New York. Or if you have any questions, anything you'd like to have us discuss with you, any problems you may have that you'd like to discuss with us, we ask you to write to us here at 55 Greenvale Avenue in Yonkers. And now as we go off the air tonight, we pray God's rich blessing upon you, that all of you may come to know Him through His Son, Jesus Christ. Good night, and God bless you.